I'm Andy Chanley. This is 88.5 FM, and you know I don't stop the music very often here, but the music kind of just called me on the telephone. Ringo Starr is on the line. Howdy, Ringo.
Hey, howdy, Andy. How you doing?
Living my best life. My spirits are buoyed by your call.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure. You know, I listen to 88.5. Everybody knows that. And it's just a joy to be on. And you know, I've got a new EP coming out, 5 tracks, and that's why we're talking to you, because I like the station because it plays all types of music, and I'm a collector of all types of music. I'm not a purist. And, you know, so who better to talk to than you?
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. You got a new book.
I got a great book out, yeah.
You have a new EP. You got a new single. And let's start there.
Yeah.
I love this new tune, Here's to the Nights. Such a sing-along. And there are about 15 people singing along with you. It's kind of a Southern California's who's who, and then some. Sounds like you had a lot of fun on it.
Well, it's Southern California and England, actually.
Yeah.
I did have a ball. I mean, you know, I asked Diane Warren for a song, and she sent this song. And we put it together, you know, in my key. And I sent her, like, not completely finished, but nearly finished, the track. And she enjoyed it. And she came up with the big sing-along at the end. Let's have a big sing-along, because, you know, everybody has those nights they don't remember. And I'm sure you have a couple. And then for the friends, we won't forget. I mean, it's such a beautiful message. And she came up with the idea that New Year's Eve, it could be the song for New Year's Eve. And so that's why it came out as a solo track last year. But it will be on the EP, of course. But that's out in March. And, you know, that just started the ball rolling. I called Dave Grohl and Ben Harper and Jenny and Cheryl and Joe and Paul and, you know, a few people. And then she called people. And we just said, you know, you sing in unison, you sing harmony, you sing whatever you like, as long as it's the melody. And everybody did their bit for me. I mean, I keep mentioning Corinne Bailey Ray. I mean, she just went off. How great.
Yeah.
And Paul went off. He's always great. So, you know, so a few of them actually put in their own energy, and I think that pays off at the end.
Well, speaking of that, this music, I mean, you know, recording it, how'd you go about it? Because, you know, you don't want to catch the Rona. You don't want the vid. I read you just brought in people like one or two at a time over the course of 9 months and kept your distance. Is that the size of it?
Yeah, I have a small studio here, and I go in there, but this was also helped along because my other idea was that I don't have to be the writer or write on everything. I'm only the co-writer on one song. It was to ask people, and with Sam Hollander, who's in New York right now because of this pandemic, you know, I asked him to sort of put the instruments on, put the basics on there for me. And then he sent, once we picked the song, he sent me 2 songs and we picked this song. And Teach Me to Tango. I thought it rocked and, you know, it's a good song for me, Teach Me to Tango. And he'd put all the players on the bar, the drums, which he'd put the drummer on, but I played one drum fill. I love the idea that I am now the vocalist and one drum fill. And he has another drummer. So that made it really comfortable for me, you know, so it was, I had a lot of background on the record for me to sing to, which made it a lot easier. And so that's how it worked. And then, you know, of course, with Lukather and Joe, I'd finished my 4 tracks. I only believe that an EP has 4 tracks. Because he'd been over before. He was playing on, Here's to the Nights. And he came over and said, they've got this song, what do you think? And I said, well, let's play it. So they'd put some tracking stuff on, keyboard stuff, and I can't not do this song.
Yeah.
You know, how can I do the Not Enough Love in the World? My whole life is peace and love.
Yeah.
And not enough peace in the world. So it's now, because of those 2 guys, you lucky people, we've got a 5-track EP. So thank you, Luke.
Well, Lukather and Joe Walsh, you mentioned, you just made me think of a certain pledge drive moment we had in the before times, in the pre-COVID times, when you three are driving down to see Zach drum with the Who at the Bowl.
Yeah.
And these Hall of Fame hooligans call the station with an offer I can't refuse to play some Who. Still puts a smile on my face when I think about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I've always supported the station. And Joe's a big supporter because we like all different kinds of music, and that's the only place I really get it. And, you know, so well done, everybody over there.
Well, you both do it. You've done it for a long time, and I don't want to embarrass you, but you showed up on TV, on national TV, wearing the 88.5 shirt last month.
And I know. I'll never do that again.
Is that right? Well, I tell you what, if you and Barbara and Joe and Marjorie, if you guys ever need anything from me, if this hillbilly from Indiana can do any favors for you, you let me know.
Just play this damn record, brother.
Hey, has it sunk into you yet, Ringo, that you've now been doing the all-star bands for four times as long as the Beatles recorded?
I know.
And the Beatles were your apprenticeship for this.
Beatles lasted 8 years. And, you know, when I put it together in 89, somebody came to me with this big idea. And I'd never done it before. But, you know, I'm blessed that I said yes, because I could have easily said no. And I did say yeah. And then, of course, I panicked, because then I had to put it together. But I just called a lot of friends. Everybody in that first band I knew really well, and I loved them all. And actually, in my phone book, I just kept calling. And, oh, okay, Levi, yeah, okay, boy. Dr. John, Billy Preston. Everybody kept saying yes, so I had to close the book because, you know, there would have been too many. So that band worked so well. I mean, everyone said, oh, your favorite band. The first one is always very emotionally and important to you, and it is to me, and I loved all of those guys who came out for me without knowing where we were going, really. But they had great songs, and I had my songs, and it worked. So that's what made me carry it on. And people came to listen. That also helped. You know, we opened up in a field outside of Dallas. That was our first gig. And that's like something else. You know, I've done all those other gigs since then, but the first gig, I'll never forget that first gig.
Is there an incarnation of the All-Star Band? You said that the first one is sentimental. Is there a lineup that just was easier than the rest, that just gelled and made it so easy? I want you to name names. You can just whisper it in my ear.
No, I'm not going to name names, but there's been some easier bands than others, or there's been some easier players, not the whole band, but, you know, odd players. I mean, one of the first things that happened was in this third band, and one of the band members was complaining about another band member and said to me, if you don't deal with him, I'm leaving. And I said, okay. And he changed his mind immediately. Everything was good.
Well, you got the book out now, The Chronic.
I will not be threatened in my own band.
Yeah, you're not going to be strong-handed by your own band members. The book out now, The Chronicles Everything. Ringo Rocks, 30 Years of All the Stars. It's a look back at all the supergroups you've cobbled together over the years. And you got Henry Diltz.
And great photos, man. I mean, I was shocked, too, about, you know, because I don't sort of sit around looking at old photos all day. But all the main players are mentioned, and the sets, and, you know, it brings it back so much clearer than, you know, who was in that band? Oh, yeah, he was in. Who else? I love the photos. The photos look great. And there's casual photos and band photos. And there's photos even of visitors, you know, who came to see us. So it covers the whole spectrum for me.
Yeah, it's really
so great.
It's a beautiful, beautiful book. You can get it at Julian's Auctions. It benefits the Lotus Foundation, which is really a worthwhile organization. The new album, a new EP, Zoom In, comes out on the 19th of March. Just a pleasure talking to you, Ringo. And thanks again for all the support, and best of luck and peace and love to you.
All right. Peace and love, brother. Great to talk to you. Right. Say hi to everyone you meet.
I'll do it. Take care.
Bye.